We are talking about a water diversion plan for Foxconn Technology Group. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Thanks for being here. We learned Friday that a judge ruled in favor of Racine's plan to divert millions of gallons of water from Lake Michigan. And this ruling upheld Racine's plan to sell water to the village of Mount Pleasant for the Foxconn factory, meeting requirements of the Great Lakes Compact. So we're going to get into all of this. Do you agree with the judge's decision? Should Foxconn have the right to use Lake Michigan water? Are you an environmental advocate? What do you think of this decision? We're at 800-642-1234. Keith Hawes is general manager of the Racine Wastewater Utility. Keith, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate. How are you?
I'm doing well. So what does this judge's ruling mean? What does this decision change for the city of Racine?
Well, for the last 18 months, we've been in an application process to divert Lake Michigan water to the Des Plaines watershed for the village of Mount Pleasant. And this latest ruling opens the door once again for that to happen.
Who do you see benefiting from this decision? Is this a good thing for the people of Mount Pleasant? Is this a good thing for Racine?
Well, I think it's a good thing for the region. Racine and Mount Pleasant, the area in southeast Wisconsin between Kenosha and Milwaukee, has been starved for decades for new development. We sit in Racine watching Oak Creek and Franklin grow and Kenosha grow leaps and bounds, and nothing has happened in Racine for likely 5 decades except for industrial decay, I guess I would say. So this is a bright spot in the area and some of the first good news we've had in decades.
Because you see the ripple effect from what Foxconn will build?
Yes, there's talk of hotels going up, additional warehousing, some hospitals are knocking on the door. So this is a breath of fresh air for the entire economy down here, as well as the region.
Help us understand, Keith, why did Racine need state approval to divert water from the Great Lakes Basin?
So when the Great Lakes Compact was passed in 2008, they have a provision for straddling counties, which is what Waukesha's application was, which needs the 7 Great Lakes states in the U.S. and Canada to agree to. And they also then dealt with a provision for what's called a straddling community. So the community of Mount Pleasant is straddling the subcontinental divide, and a large portion of the village is in the Lake Michigan watershed and a small portion in the Des Plaines watershed. So the each state then was granted the ability to pass legislation on how a straddling community would be dealt with. And a straddling community is dealt with in the state that it resides, as opposed to getting permission from all 7 Great Lakes states. So the state of Wisconsin has a provision for straddling communities. New Berlin, Wisconsin was the first state, well, the first city to apply for and receive Lake Michigan water a few years ago under that straddling community provision. And now Mount Pleasant would be the second village in the state to do so.
We're talking with Keith Hawes, general manager of the Racine Wastewater Utilities, talking about a judge's ruling that came out Friday, siding with Racine's plans to divert millions of gallons of water from Lake Michigan for the Foxconn plant. What do you think about diverting water from Lake Michigan? Do you agree with the judge's decision? Should Foxconn have the right to use Lake Michigan water? Join in the conversation at 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Keith, we heard from a staff attorney for Midwest Environmental Advocates, Tressie Camp, and the firm represented the environmentalists who've argued against diverting Lake Michigan water for Foxconn, and she says her clients will appeal.
So certainly until we analyze and see more diversions, we won't know for sure, but I think, you know, the major issue here is whether or not this sets precedent.
So what happens if there is an appeal made against this administrative judge's ruling?
Well, we have not slowed down, I guess I'd say. We've been building water mains for the past 18 months, and a few of them are in the diversion area, and their appeals are appropriate, and this could be appealed for many years and keep going. I'm not sure that the precedent that they're worried about is much to worry about. 7 million gallons a day is what the diversion application asked for, but that's a maximum. And I doubt that I'll be selling anywhere near that in the next few decades through water conservation and other means and methods of manufacturing.
Well, one of the concerns is that 2.7 million gallons per day will not be returned to the Great Lakes Basin, largely due to evaporation. Is that a concern?
Not really, because we make up a lot of the water. We, on an average day here in the water utility, we might sell 13 million gallons, and on an average day at the wastewater plant, we might treat 20 million gallons or more. So we are always putting more water back in the lake than we are taking from the lake. So this net negative or net positive really would be pretty insignificant in the entire Great Lakes Basin, or Lake Michigan as itself, as it is a huge water body. For anybody that's ever crossed it in a sailboat, a ferry, or a motorboat, it is very vast. And at this time, we're experiencing and will likely break the all-time record in 150 years of the elevation of Lake Michigan this year. So we're in a very wet period, and even in a dry period, the lake may go up or down 5 feet in 20 years. But in 150 years of record, it hasn't wavered in more than 5 feet.
Keith Haas, you know, for the past year and a half, Racine's been putting in, as you mentioned, these water mains, building infrastructure to do this diversion. Can you tell us about what that infrastructure has meant to Racine, what it looks like, what the investment is?
There are a lot of orange barrels in Racine and Mount Pleasant and Sturtevant this year. And the village is moving forward with not only water main construction, but sewer main construction. The Department of Transportation is beginning to now work on, as they have worked on 14 miles of Interstate 94 in the last 18 months, they are now moving into the local highway structures in the Mount Pleasant region and area. So the infrastructure goes in first, water, sewer, roads, and then the manufacturing is tied to move in after the infrastructure is in place. As well as high-pressure gas, low-pressure gas. We energy's on the electric side, so it has been a massive effort on all utilities and infrastructure to prepare this site for future development.
Well, let's squeeze in a call here with Sharon in Appleton. Hi, Sharon.
Hi. I was just wondering, what kinds of chemicals will Foxconn be releasing into the water after they've done using it? And is our sewage system, so water treatment, able to deal with that?
Thanks. Yeah, thank you for the question, Sharon. Keith, go ahead.
Yeah, so good question. And we are meeting today for the first time with some of the engineers representing Foxconn in the U.S. Just to talk briefly about pretreatment standards in Racine as a locality. There are national standards. There are state standards. There are local standards. They will have to meet all of those standards. Their plan at this time, to my knowledge, is to use a process called zero liquid discharge, which essentially would precipitate any chemicals that don't meet our pretreatment standards locally, nationwide, or statewide into, let's say, a dust-type material, and then that material would be hauled off to a landfill somewhere in the country that would be appropriate for it. So at this point in time, we don't anticipate any higher discharges from this industry as any other industry in the state of Wisconsin or in the local region.
Keith, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure.
Keith Haas is general manager of the Racine Wastewater Utility. We've been talking about a judge's ruling that sided with Racine's plans to divert millions of gallons of water from Lake Michigan for the Foxconn plant. Coming up, students and faculty at the UW-Eau Claire have spent a decade studying the natural landscape of the Chippewa River Valley. We'll hear about what's been discovered about the region's history. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network. We'll be right back.